What is going on, all you constant listeners out there in the multiverse? Welcome back to the Earth 16 Comics Wire podcast, a podcast about comics and where all comic books and creators are celebrated. In this episode, I'm going to be giving you my insight on the Superman Action Comics number 1000 story, The Car, by Richard Donner and Jeff Johns. You don't want to miss this, folks. What is going on, everyone? Happy Friday, January the 14th. Today has been really good. So far, I've been doing really well. And just trying to get everything in my little studio here organized. It's quite a mess, but hey, I'm still trying to do my podcast, still trying to have fun. So, I mean, as messy as it is, I'm still going to be providing you with a lot of amazing content. And speaking of content, just to remind you all, I'm going to be speaking with Patrick Lugo on his graphic novel, Tiger's Tale, which is the longest running comic strip ever published in a newsstand martial arts magazine. The strip, which was in Kung Fu magazine, will be in the form of a graphic novel and will be launched on Kickstarter on February the 1st. So I'm going to be speaking to Patrick about that comic. I think it's really awesome. It's pretty much about a tiger cub who is on a redemption story. And what happens is basically he grows up with two humans, actually, who his mother takes in as her own. But he grows jealous, and it gets to the point where he does something that gets him exiled from his home. And he has to dig and claw and go through the depths of hell just to redeem himself. And his brothers actually help him out, which is a really awesome story. So I'm going to be interviewing or speaking with Patrick about that comic in the next episode. So following Patrick Lugo, I'm also going to have the creators behind Thistle, which is a comic about losing the war at the far reaches of the world while attempting to save it, and the long journey back to discover if a home survives that is worth returning to. The comic's protagonist is about an elf ranger named Thistle. Thistle Andonian, trying to pronounce that, it's a little tongue twister, basically Thistle for short, who must survive long enough to confront the necromancer, master of an undead horde that destroyed the kingdoms of the humans and the elves. So, I mean, a lot of exciting guests coming on, and that's going to be right after Patrick Lugo. And I'm also going to be doing two special episodes, one on my commentary of the Spider-Man Clone Saga. And I'm also going to be doing my commentary on one of my favorite comic creators, Osamu Tezuka. So that's going to be really fun. And if you want to follow me on social media, you can follow me at Twitter at Earth16Podcast. So that's the podcast. That's actually the social media account for my podcast. And my personal account is Brian of Earth16. And you can also go on my podcast's Instagram at Earth16ComicsWire. And my personal Instagram is at Brian of Earth16. You can also follow me on TikTok at Earth16ComicsWire. And I'm also going to be posting more of these episodes on YouTube. So be on the lookout for those as well. And also, of course, on Apple, iTunes, and Spotify. So when I get back, I'm going to be giving you my commentary on The Car. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back, constant listeners. Now I'm going to give you my commentary on The Car. The Car was written by Richard Donner and Jeff Johns, illustrated by Olivier Coppel and colored by Alejandro Sanchez. The Car was part of the Action Comics number 1000 anthology, which is an anthology of short comic stories centering around Superman. The story takes place right after the events of Action Comics number 1, which was published in 1938.
And written by Joe Shuster and Jerry Siegel.
The green car that you see in the famous cover of Action Comics number 1 is the center of the story, and it also serves as a metaphor, and its owner, Butch Mattson. In Action Comics number 1, Clark Kent asks Lois Lane out on a date, and Lois, at the time not knowing who the mild-mannered journalist truly is, reluctantly accepts. During the evening, they attend a party where they dance. However, a group of men led by Butch begin to harass Lois and they bully Clark. Clark, playing a weakling, backs away while Lois stands her ground by slapping Butch in the face. Lois storms off in anger at Clark for not standing up for himself and for her, and leaves him in a taxi. Meanwhile, Butch and his goons chase Lois with his green car, but little do they know, Clark as Superman is not far behind. When Butch drives Lois's taxi off the road, and this is in the next couple of panels in Action Comics number 1, so when he drives Lois's taxi off the road and kidnaps her, they put her in a car and they're driving away, and they actually run into Superman. So the Kryptonian stands in front of the car, and the car hits him, and, well, actually, scratch that, the car does not hit him, though, but he basically grabs the car, and he rescues Lois, and what he does with the green car is pretty much what he does in the cover of Action Comics number 1. He takes a car with his bare hands and crashes it into a boulder, much to the horror of Butch and his goons. And Butch and his goons are just not believing what they're seeing with their own eyes, that a normal-sized man wearing red underwear, dressed in a blue strongman outfit and a red cape, could apparently lift 10 times his weight and their car nonetheless, and just completely wreck it and demolish it. And what happens next is that Superman also grabs Butch and hangs him on a telephone pole, and that is when the story truly begins. So the car begins with Butch at the car shop, still shaken from the events that had transpired the previous night, with his prized green car bashed by the Superman who could blame Butch for feeling how he's feeling. But then again, Butch had no idea that he was going to, what he was getting himself into when he bullied Clark Kent and harassed Lois Lane. So the owner of the shop comes up to Butch and he asks him if he hit an elephant, and Butch just responds that he hit a man wearing red underwear. The owner just chuckles and tells Butch to lay off the juice, but the man tells him that, you know, the man in the underwear hung him on a telephone pole and he nearly fell trying to climb down. Still not believing Butch, the shop owner advises Butch to sober up, and once he does, he'll give him the quote for the repairs, but advises him that if it were up to him, he would junk the car or get rid of it. Butch then asks for a lift home, but the shop owner sarcastically asks him, is this a taxi service? So with that, Butch walks out of the shop, and the comic shows a sequence of panels which mirror the phrase, look up into the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. It's Superman. The first panel shows Butch looking up at the sky, and the next panel shows a bird. Then the preceding panel also shows Butch looking up again, and then this time the next panel shows a plane. And then the next panel shows Butch looking up again, and then this time Superman pops out of nowhere. And Superman tells Butch that he could not find him from the telephone pole, and that the man, and then Butch basically asks Superman, what does he want with him? So Superman tells Butch that he met a lot of guys like him, hotshot, big mouths, and muscle to back them up. So I'm just quoting from the comic. Superman references the events of the previous night with Clark and Lois by telling Butch that people like him get away with everything they want and bully others in the process. Superman adds that some might say that Butch deserved to be back on the telephone pole or something higher. And the next part leads to my favorite scene in the short comic. Superman, probably using his research skills as a journalist, tells Butch that he did some research on him and discovered that Butch's father was killed in World War I. He says that Butch was left alone to care for his ailing mother until she passed away when he was 13. Superman also mentions that because Butch had no family, he would end up in an orphanage and eventually on the streets. Butch mentions that while he wasn't at the orphanage, he and his fellow orphans wanted to go swimming whenever it was hot, but they would never they never could because they didn't have any pool. So it is then that Superman tells Butch, and this is a quote that really, you know, to this day, it drives me, it just, you know, hits me really hard. And when I first read this quote, tears were in my eyes. And Superman tells Butch this quote, "Be that person who wasn't there for you, for someone else, or you can make a decision today. You've had your fair share of knocks, and you keep knocking the world back like you have done. It's your life, Butch. You can fix it or you can junk it." This scene, along with the writing and the art, evokes one of Superman's greatest superpowers, compassion. Superman is himself an orphan from a dying world of Krypton. Sure, with all his abilities and his super, like, you know, his super strength, his flight, his heat vision, though in 1938, he didn't really have too many of those abilities. I mean, he did have the standard impenetrable skin, and he was able to leap tall buildings in a single bound. But I mean, with all those powers, though, I mean, with all the abilities, even back then, Superman was still really powerful. I mean, to this day, he is, but especially back then, that was a big deal. So with all that power, Superman would have made an example of Butch if he wanted to by beating the crap out of him violently. But instead, he chose a more compassionate route by hanging Butch on a telephone pole and researching about what drove Butch to do the things that he did. Superman understands that adversity can be a powerful ally, but that one needs to understand that they can choose to be better despite their adversity. Superman tells Butch that he has a choice, and like the car, he can either fix his life or he can have it junked. And the car itself serves, like I mentioned before, the car itself, it serves as a metaphor. It represents Butch, sleek, powerful, green, and living a life of crime like its owner. The car was used by Butch and his goons to kidnap Lois Lane, until at the hands of Superman, it was crushed for taking part in crime or inequity. Superman tells Butch that, quote, he leaves Butch and flies or leaps away. I mean, in case of the 1938 version of Superman. And Butch just stands there pondering the wisdom that he was given and what just happened. So the last panel shows the reformed Butch opening up a fire hydrant and spraying water at children, probably a part of an orphanage or the same orphanage that he actually lived at. This serves as a redemption of Butch Mattson by him being that person who wasn't there for him, for someone else, and also providing them with the water, you know, providing the orphans with water, since like him, he and his fellow orphans did not have a pool to swim in when they were younger and growing up. Personally, when I first read this story, it was a reminder that we all can be better despite the mistakes that we make in our lives. I mean, this story really brought tears to my eyes. And to this day, like I said, it still hits me. Butch was given a set of cards to be dealt with, and he had to learn from his mistakes in the form of a strange man wearing red underwear. But as I revisited this comic, it also taught me something else. Again, compassion. The story taught me that before you judge somebody, you know, you should always sit down with that person and talk to them. Ask them what's going on and listen to their story. And as Lois Lane once said in an episode of one of the Fleischer cartoons that I used to watch as a kid, there's always more to the story. And by that, by understanding that at age, you can help that someone change for the better, or even save their life. Butch is an example that you don't really know what one is going through until you talk to them, rather than throw the book at them altogether. And that last panel, I mean, that's one that really also hit me in an emotional center too. Just of him, a smile on his face, he is just spraying, you know, opening up that fire hydrant to spray that water on the kids and just letting them have the fun that he couldn't have when he was their age. And I have to say, like, the writing along with the art illustrated by Olivier Coppel and the coloring by Alejandro Sanchez just really... It was a really good mix. I mean, the intertwining, in a way, the art just strikes as much of an emotional chord as the writing does. And that's why I find so amazing about it. And you know, you don't need too many action by action sequences to know what's going on. That's another amazing thing I liked about this comic. And I also love the it's a bird, it's a plane, or look up into the sky, it's a bird, it's a plane, a Superman reference with the panels. That was really awesome too. So yeah, I mean, this is just a comic that I wanted you to share and to give you my commentary on it, and just how even to this day it's one of my favorite Superman stories, next to Superman, you know, next to like the death of Superman and the return of Superman. It's one of my favorites, and as a Superman fan, it really drove me, and it's just a reminder that, you know, how much Superman has compassion for his adopted home planet, and even towards the villains too, to a degree. If you think about it, I mean, besides Injustice Superman and Ultraman, I have to say that the Prime Universe Superman is very compassionate. He even values all, you know, he holds all life, whether good, bad, vile, ugly, he holds all life sacred. And that's one of the things I love about Superman. And that's why to this day, he's one of my favorite superheroes. So having said that, thank you so much for listening. I know this is a short podcast, though, but I thought this is something I should cover and share with you. I hope to share more commentary on my favorite comics in future episodes to come. If you liked this segment, or if you liked this episode, you can definitely follow me on Twitter, or if you like this podcast in general, I should say, you can definitely follow me on Twitter at my podcast's Twitter account at Earth16 Podcasts, or my personal Twitter at Brian of Earth16. You can also follow my podcast on Instagram at Earth16 Comics Wire, and my own personal Instagram at Brian of Earth16. You can definitely also follow me on TikTok at Earth16 Comics Wire. So thank you so much, folks, for listening. And as I always say, this is Brian of Earth16. Signing out.